Debbie Lee. She is a spokesperson for the Move America Forward movement. Debbie, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. What's Move America Forward?
Move America Forward is the largest grassroots support the troop organization in the United States. And we love our troops. We understand the sacrifices they make for us, and we want to make sure we're there to support them.
Do you have a relationship with the Tea Party Express?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I'm also one of the speakers for the Tea Party Express.
All right, so these two movements are related, we could say, right?
They are family, yes, okay. They are related.
All right, well, let's talk about the Troop-a-thon. This is pretty cool. Organizers will respond to President Barack Obama's Afghanistan plan. First of all, before we talk specifically about Troop-a-thon, what did you think about the president's speech? What did you like? What didn't you like?
Unfortunately, I was on a flight. I did get to watch part of it. But, you know, we're all looking forward to that day when our troops get to come home. But they need to come home when they've successfully completed their mission. And I think this is just another one of those campaign ploys for Obama to try to get votes and try to manipulate people. And our troops should not be used to do that. Those are men and women who are willing to sacrifice their lives for us. And they need to not be political pawns to be played with. They need to be given exactly what they need to successfully complete that mission over there. Petraeus said we can start bringing them home in 2012, not now. And I think that that's just going to jeopardize more of our troops' lives if we start pulling out the troops and bringing the numbers down. Then, you know, we're putting the other ones in more harm's way, and I don't think the timing's right.
There are many who say that we need to get the troops home. We've got a huge budget deficit, and we can't afford the war. We need to stop getting in everyone else's business and take care of our own. How would you respond to that?
Well, I think this is our own business. We were attacked on 9/11, and we have terrorists that still want to do damage. This affects our national security here at home, and I think it is one of those things that priority-wise, you know, we have to spend those finances to. If not, I mean, look at what happened to our nation on 9/11. Look what that cost us as a nation then. Not, you know, the lives is the most important thing that was affected, but how that you know, affected our finances here.
Do you think if we pull out of Iraq, if we pull out of Afghanistan and the other places that we are too soon, that it could turn into a Vietnam? We go over there, but we don't finish the job?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how I feel. You know, I've been over to Iraq twice, and I've got to visit with our troops a lot over there. And I asked them, you know, everybody says, you don't want to be here, you want to be home. And they're like, of course we want to be home with our families, but not at the cost of what we've already done here. We want to successfully complete that mission. You know, we want to secure the area over here and make it safer for us and our country.
All right, tell us about Troop-a-thon.
Troop-a-thon, this is our fourth year we have done Troop-a-thon, and it is an amazing event. It's an eight-hour telethon, and we have an amazing guest lineup. Melanie Morgan is our host. Co-hosting with her this year is Roger Hedgecock, Essie Cupp, Andrew Breitbart, and myself. And for 8 hours, we will be bringing on guests from all over the United States who love our troops, who want to support them. We've got Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Michelle Bachmann, Laura Ingraham. The list just goes on and on. People can go to troopathon.org and find out our whole lineup, who will be there and joining us to let the troops know they're loved and appreciated. And we raise funds to send care packages to the troops. And we have broke the record for sending the largest shipment ever for care packages. And we want to break that record again. So we can let the troops know. There's so many of them over there that don't even get packages. And as I said before, I've been to Iraq twice, so I got to personally deliver these packages to our troops. And I can tell you, it makes such a huge difference for them, for their morale. And, you know, not everybody has the privilege to go over there and visit them as I did. But this is a way you can send a little piece of your heart over there to our men and women and let them know you guys are loved, you're appreciated, you're not forgotten. And it makes a huge difference to them. It's something very simple that we can do for our men and women who are willing to sacrifice their lives for us.
All right, Troop-a-thon is today. What time does it start, and where do people go to watch?
They can go to troopathon.org, and it is from 1 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. And my son, Mark Allen Lee, was the first Navy SEAL that was killed in Iraq on August 2nd, 2006. And that young man stood up in the direct line of fire three times that day on purpose to save his buddies and defend the freedoms we have. And I've dedicated my life to our men and women in the military. And this is just another way that I can make sure they know they are cared for, they are not forgotten, and that we appreciate the sacrifices they make. So if your listeners would join in and watch us as we support our troops and then donate to make sure that our men and women get those care packages from Americans back home who support them.
All right. Debbie Lee has been our guest, and folks can go to troopathon.org, correct?
You bet.
All right. Spokesperson for Move America Forward, Debbie Lee, thanks so much.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.